The State Department of Education announced Monday it received a waiver from the federal government allowing districts to continue providing meals to students during the two-week school closure Governor John Carney ordered Friday. The Christina School District, which spans parts of Wilmington and Newark, plans to distribute bagged breakfasts and lunches starting Tuesday at 5 distribution points they use during the summer. Andrea Solgi supervises nutrition at Christina. She admits transportation for children and families to get to the distribution hubs remains a challenge.
We do recognize that some people do not have the transportation to get their children here, and that's a challenge that we're trying to face, and we're trying to respond to that. But currently, the students would come and they would just come to basically kind of like a drive-through option where they would just show up. We would hand them their bags. If they wanted lunch and breakfast, they would get two bags and they would go off-site or go back home to eat.
Woodbridge School District in Sussex County started food distribution Monday. It's partnering with community organizations to distribute food within walking distance of what Superintendent Heath Chazanov calls some of the district's most needy communities. Some districts, like the Red Clay Consolidated School District, plan to distribute meals along bus routes. Red Clay plans to start using school buses Wednesday. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.